The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jason, at the end of the second period, you guys turned it on, got a couple of goals, got a lead. What happened in the third to switch it around?
You know, I thought in the third we actually stayed on pressure. I think the last few games we've been sitting back and trying to just, you know, keep a lead. Tonight I thought we pressured a little bit more. We made a couple of key mistakes that ended up in the back of our net in the third that, you know, one off of a face-off where we should be, knowing our duties there, and that's part of that execution that we've been talking about. A couple small plays hurt us.
What's the key to not letting this just hit the confidence too hard and really not overthink the fact that, you know, it's been seven in a row?
I mean, I think we need to look at it straight in the face, honestly. I think we need to know that it's seven in a row, and we need to look in the mirror and go get after it. There's no reason to sit here and be like, oh, well, we're doing this or doing that. We've lost seven in a row. We're not playing well enough. We gotta look in the mirror and understand where we're at and at what point of the season we're at here. We've got a few games before Christmas. We gotta have a little bit more urgency, and we gotta attack these games and end this right now.
Just only 21 shots. I mean, you had a rookie goalie in there making his debut. Did you just need to pump the puck on net more, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to say that, but I thought we were making some good plays. I thought, it's easy to say that. I think we need there's a lot more we got to worry about than just getting more shots.
Yeah, the how guys are handling this, just the last few games, couple blown leads, tough one on Saturday.
I don't know. I think there needs to be more urgency out of the guys, understanding where we're at again and realizing, we talked early in this year about, multiple times, not losing two, not losing three in a row. We're at seven, so we're not doing a good job of holding ourselves accountable to that, and we got to be better.
You guys were much more detailed in the D zone, earlier this season. There was a clear identity. Do you feel like some of the details have slipped as you guys maybe are focusing more on offense and focusing on scoring? Because that was an issue there for a little bit where you guys weren't scoring as much as you'd like.
Yeah, I mean, even when we weren't scoring, our focus wasn't on scoring. It was on playing a full 60-minute game and playing to our system and executing our system to a T every game, every shift. So I don't think we ever really turned our focus to scoring. I think we had a couple of days here of focusing a little bit more on D zone and trying to shore that up. I think we were better tonight, but ultimately we gotta have a more well-rounded game for a full 60 minutes.
Jason, there's a bunch of guys in this room who have gone through this. There was an 8-game losing streak a couple of years ago. There was a bunch of losses at the end of last year. You just get the sense that, the guys who have been here just get tight in these situations, and now you're at, like you say, you're at seven, and we've seen this before here with a bunch of these guys.
Every team in the league's done it, and pretty much every year has done it. So it's not just the Buffalo Sabres. It's every single team in the league. And
7-8, I mean, that's a lot.
I lost one 14 in a row in Minnesota. We've all done it. The entire league has done it. It's not a Buffalo Sabre thing. It's a National Hockey League thing. And you got to learn how to get out of it. It doesn't mean it's okay. I mean, you got to learn how to get out of it, and you got to learn how to play your game. And, you know, we got to be better. And it starts with me as one of the veteran guys here, you know, doing more individually to help all the guys here. I'll put a lot of bonus on myself. But this isn't a losing streak like, oh, it's a Buffalo Sabres. No, this happens. But it's not. It doesn't mean that it's okay. We gotta be better and we got to fix it.
Jason, earlier this season, you were put on the power play, and it kind of jolted the unit. What do you think has gone awry in this last stretch?
I think it's about simplicity and execution. I think our breakouts are, you know, I don't know. I think we're not executing well enough, you know, supporting the puck enough, winning those little puck battles, getting pucks to the net. I think when we were at our best, we were shooting pucks and creating chances off of rebounds and those things. So I think, you know, we got to get back to the simple shooting the puck, getting rebounds, and creating chances off.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.